At Home in Wishing Bridge by Ruth Logan Hearn. Performed by Aaron Bennett. Lay a hand on her and you die. Thea Anastas had once heard an expression about blood running cold. Now she was living it in a rundown shack that brought back far too many terrible childhood memories. Goosebumps dotted the nurse practitioner's arms. An adrenaline rush pumped her heart into an angry rhythm. She wasn't sure if she should lock eyes with the aged dementia patient facing her with a knife or ignore her completely. But when the white-haired old woman slashed the air in a very convincing move, indecision was no longer an option. Focus on the old woman and the child. Disregard the squalor and smells and so many old buttons being pushed at once. Sage advice. She swallowed hard, gathered her courage, and held the deranged woman's gaze. Are you her grandma? I'm from the doctor's office. We heard Shannon was sick, and we wanted to help. Calm voice, neutral tone, low key. That's what she'd learned in her psych rounds years before, and while she'd felt well-rounded enough to hang a family practice shingle, years of education melted into a puddle at the sight of that knife. But that was her problem, not the old woman's. Unfortunately, dementia patients weren't psych method friendly. Anything could exist in their world, and often did. Thea reached for her phone to call for backup. A gun! A gun! The old woman charged forward, then back, waving the knife. I'll take us both to Jesus before I let you shoot her. Get back! Get back! Like a scene from a Stephen King movie, the old woman let out a howl, arm raised, knife gleaming. Stay calm. Don't look at the knife. Pay no attention to the knife. An impossible task when she'd met knives before in South Philly. Squalor, too. But that was a long time ago. She drew a breath through her nose to calm her racing pulse. A phone, Mrs. Willoughby. Just my phone to call the doctor. Shannon's sick, remember? For a few seconds, Thea thought she'd broken through the addled woman's haze, but the knife slashed once more. The longer days of spring offered oblique light from a west-facing window in the hills of Wyoming County, New York. It backlit the old woman, but the angled glow put Thea at a disadvantage. She reached for her phone again and took a step back. You go! You go! You go! She couldn't leave a child in these circumstances, but angering the old woman further could make things worse. She backed out the door and dialed